what they're planning to do with these satellites?
Yeah, they've been at it for a while, designing the system. And only the last, within the last, I guess, 6 months or so, they've actually started to launch their satellites. It's called the Kuiper system. They took the name from the, you know, like the Kuiper belt. You know, you have the asteroid belt, and, you know, between Mars and Jupiter, you know, then beyond that, you have, you know, all the different planets. You get past Neptune, Pluto, and all, they have the Kuiper objects, the asteroids that are out there. So they took that name, the same name, and they're calling this the Kuiper constellation. And their plan is to put 3,250 of these satellites into Earth orbit, some, you know, on the equatorial, some, you know, 20 degrees, 50 degrees, you know, inclination, so, you know, to cover the whole Earth with these things. And, that's been planned. I believe they said over $10 billion has been invested by Amazon. And when I say Amazon, of course, we know that's Jeff Bezos, and Jeff Bezos has the rocket company called Blue Origin. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they're all the same. Jeff Bezos, Amazon, Blue Origin.
This is an alternative.
So, their goal was to compete with SpaceX.
Sales network,
and actually compete
with
OneWeb. OneWeb's operational now. But, you know, SpaceX, with their Starlink system, you know, they're the big cheese right now, but Amazon plans on, you know, being a direct competitor with them. And they've got plans. I mean, they've got contracts signed with ULA to launch these things, and contracts signed with European Space Agency to launch on the Ariane 5 rocket. They've got their own rocket, the New Glenn rocket. I don't know if you heard of that. New Glenn is built by Blue Origin. It's a heavy lift vehicle. They've launched one so far, and then I was going to mention that, you know, in a couple more minutes, but they're going to be launching on the 29th of September. But that's a different mission. Anyway, they'll be able to use that heavy lift vehicle to launch a lot of their satellites. So they're hoping to be operational, like, within a year or so. That means to try to get 1,500 satellites up there within a year or so, and then another 1,500 after that. But, yeah, it's the Amazon money that's pouring into to launch all these things. It's a $10 billion project. Back to you, Sam.
I was wondering, what would be their purpose of this? Is this a new... Is it to go to competition with AT&T, or is it to create an alternative to the Internet? I mean, what are they going to use these 3,000 satellites for?
Oh, I got it. Yeah, broadband service, you know, like what Starlink is doing now, you know. You can get computer and all of that through their system, and Amazon plans on doing the exact same thing. And I've heard different reports that the new Amazon system is supposed to be better. I don't know. It's actually going to get video down, and just like, you know, it's all no latency, you know, or low latency. So, you know, I guess if you're a gamer, you'd probably be able to go through the satellites and use them for that. So yeah, anything that I guess Cablevision could bring you, these satellites are doing the same thing. Back to you, Sam.
I found your report very, very interesting, and quite in depth. So I'm tapped out for questions, but I'll continue listening. Thank you very, very much for a really well done presentation. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, you know, we're on every Sunday, and a lot of this is, you know, we just keep adding to it. So some of this stuff is I tend to repeat, but that's okay. You know, if I repeat it a number of times, I can remember it all. You have interesting times ahead, you know, and to go even further than that, you know, SpaceX, they have these outrageous ideas. They plan on building, you know, they have 7,000 satellites now in Earth orbit. This guy's got ideas of doing the same thing and putting all these satellites around Mars in the future, you know. So, not to be left behind, Jeff Bezos is already designing a system, you know, I guess, again, probably through Amazon money, that will be competitive at Mars. You know, he plans on sending, he's already got this thing designed. You know, once it arrives at Mars, it's going to release a whole bunch of satellites, and they'll be able to use it for any science missions that are presently on the planet, or future manned missions that will be there. That's Jeff Bezos' goal with Amazon for Mars. Elon Musk, no, he don't want to do that. He wants to put, like, you know, get a million satellites around Mars, thinking that there's going to be, I don't know, cities. Cities on Mars, you know. I think of that. He's way out there. I mean, he plans on launching thousands of rockets to Mars. You know, I don't know, but you know, it's nice to dream, I guess. Although he has accomplished a lot, you know, with a lot of the things he predicts, some of them come true. But they're usually 5-7 years down the road. But it's fun to listen to them and then see what really comes about. You know, same thing with the Falcon 9 rocket that he's now launched and landed. I think over 400 landings so far. You know, probably close to 500 launches. But he's pretty much perfected the Falcon 9 rocket. You know, they launch satellites and they put people on to the International Space Station. And now he's trying to do the same thing with Starlink. But there's a big difference between the Falcon 9 and this massive Starlink rocket. But not to be outdone, Jeff Bezos' launch vehicle is really large. It's the... you know, he's got 4 million pounds of thrust with his engines. He's got 7 B-4 engines. So, you know, for his first stage. And his first stage is planned on coming down and landing on the his drone ship as well. That was the one I was going to talk about later, which is going to be launched at the end of the month, the 29th, New Glenn rocket will be going up from his launch complex 36 down in Florida. The first stage planned on landing on the drone ship. He tried to do that last time. Now, this is his only second try. Difference between companies, like, he really tests everything on ground before he launches things. So, his goal for his first launch, 4 or 5 months ago, was to launch the New Glenn into orbit. He needed to get that first stage, second stage into orbit, and he was successful. He did that. You know, these companies, including Falcon 9s and now the Starship vehicles, and some of these other companies that have already come and gone, or still trying to do it, they launch and they fail and over and over again until either they go broke or they start making it to orbit. And Jeff Bezos was very successful on the first flight, although he did want to have the booster come down and land on the drone ship, and that didn't work out. They know what went wrong, and I'm going to be very interested in seeing if he is successful with that mission to launch and get the first stage to land on the drone ship. By the way, he named it after his mother, Jacqueline. It was his first name. And hope it makes it because he just lost his mother recently. But that would be great. Now, that flight, that second stage that will be launched after first stage lands on the drone ship Jacqueline, first stage will keep on going to Mars. I mean, that's an ambitious flight. He's got two spacecraft on, it's called the Escapade. It's going to be deployed to Mars orbit. And it would take actually 11 months to get there. Now, you know, if you listen to this, Matt, you know, most launches that go to Mars usually take 6 to 7 months. Usually no longer than that. Why is this one going to take 11 months on this gigantic rocket? Well, if it wasn't the gigantic rocket, it wouldn't be going at all. Originally, he planned to launch last October for the first flight, the very first flight. He was going to launch Escapade, these two Mars satellites, on the very first flight. I mean, that's how confident Jeff Bezos was. But the rocket wasn't ready yet, launch complex wasn't ready yet, so they delayed that. They figured, well, they'll probably have to wait until the next window opened up for Mars and Earth, which is every 27 months, just a little over 2 years. You'll get the conjunction where Mars and Earth are close enough to one another, so you'll always see launches roughly every 2 years apart. But because this one went off late, they said, well, it's a big rocket and a relatively small spacecraft. Let's, you know, just push it along. And sure enough, it's going to be 10 and a half, 11 months before it gets to Mars. So that's an ambitious flight for New Glenn second flight. Looking forward to that. Hope that one works out. Any comments, put in that WS2M. Okay, I really don't have anything else, so I'm going to turn it back to Roy. Wish everybody a happy Labor Day, especially you guys that are either were or still are in unions, which I am. So we're going to turn it over to you, Roy. Maybe you want to, you know, see if there's any more traffic for the TechNet or what have you. I've kind of run out of material, and we'll turn it over to you, Roy. AC2GSWS2N for the SpaceNet report.
Okay, very good, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do on the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. We'll give it a try. I'm not the most optimistic guy tonight. Anyone with any further questions, comments, or topics before we call it a night, please hit that push to talk.
KF4GN, wanted to say thank you to you all. I found the technical part of this really amazing. Every question that I had was already answered before I even keyed in. Thank you all for that.
You're welcome, Bill. Come back anytime.
at Roy73 to all of you.
Okie doke, this is AC2GS. We'll just close it a little early. Everyone will have an extra hour to do something else. Thanks to everyone who participated tonight. I hope the people who were away for Labor Day come back next Sunday at 8 p.m. when we try and do this all over again. As I am wont to do, I would like to remind you of two smart guys out there. One, our own Dick K2IW, who would end his technical nets with the advice to be kind to each other. And the other, good old Epictetus, who said it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So try and keep your mind open to new ideas, but not so wide open that your brain falls out, because you're going to need that one of these days. Anyway, this is AC2GS, and I will be clear after I say, Slava Ukraini.
Have a good night, Roy. We'll catch you next week. And maybe I'll try to attend meeting that again. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Stranger things have happened.